This week's parsha is Parshas Bahalosha, and the Jews are ready and getting prepared to leave Har Sinai and travel to Eretz Yisrael. Keep in mind, this is before Parsha Shlach and the sin of the Meraglim, and they think that they are leaving Har Sinai and journeying to the Promised Land, the fifth Lashon of Geula, from Shmos Perek Vav, Vehivisi Eschem Ela Aretz, Osher Nasasi Es Yadi Laseis Lahem. God will bring them to the land that he swore to give to them, that he swore to the patriarchs, is about to come to fruition. Is it in Parshas Bahalosha, the Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisroel, please come to us, come with us. We are journeying to the land. And Rashi says, in 3 days, we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. They are about to depart from Har Sinai. They have been camped at Har Sinai since Rosh Chodesh Sivan in the first year. We are now in Iyar in the second year, so we have been at Har Sinai. And now we get the last command, the last mitzvah of Har Sinai. What is the very last mitzvah of Har Sinai? Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemer, I'm in Parshas Bahalosha, Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. And Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Asei lecha, make for yourself shtei chatzotzros, two trumpets, kesef, they shall be made out of silver, miksha ta'ase, osa, make them be in el, v'hayu lecha lemikra ha'eda ulemasa as hamachonos. What is the purpose of these chatzotzros? What is the purpose of these trumpets? They shall be yours for summoning the assembly and causing the camps to journey. So when it is time for the people to assemble, the Moshe needs to communicate with the people. When it is time for the camps to travel, they will blow on the chatzotzos, and the people will know that Moshe wants to communicate with Am Yisrael. That is the purpose of these chatzotzos. They are used for communication. Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch, in his commentary to Chumash, notes that chatzotzos is from the Shorish chatzer, chet tzadi resh, which means courtyard. They are used to call people to the courtyard of Moshe Rabbeinu, if you will, the courtyard of Hashem. When the king sits in his courtyard and he wants to call the people, he uses the trumpets to blow on the silver trumpets. They are also used on the festivals and on the holidays and in a time of war. Again, this is all in Perek Yud, the beginning of Perek Yud. When you wage war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, will sound the blast of the trumpets. You'll be remembered before Hashem. You'll be saved from your enemies. So we see that they are for communication. Communication between Moshe and the people. Communication between Moshe and the camps at the time of travel. Communication between the people and God at the time of war. The Gemara Maseches Menachos, Chaf Ches, Amar Aleph through Beis, tells us something very, very interesting about the Chatzotzos. Tanu Rabbanan, kol ha-kelim sha'asa Moshe, k'sherim lo u'k'sherim l'doros. The rabbis teach that all the kelim, all the vessels, all the implements that Moshe made are kosher for him and kosher for the generations, such as the menorah, the golden menorah made in the Mishkan, such as the Aron Kodesh that housed the luchos, such as the Mizbech HaZahav, the golden altar that was used for the ketores, the Mizbech HaNechoshes, the copper altar used for animal sacrifices. All of these kelim that Moshe made, k'sherim lo u'k'sherim Ludoris. Moshe could use them and his generation could utilize them, and they were kosher for generations. They could be transmitted from one generation to the next. However, continues the Gemara, Chatzotzros, K'sheiros lo u'psulos ludoris. When it came to the silver trumpets, they were kosher for Moshe, they were useful, they were appropriate, Moshe was able to use them, u'psulos ludoris, and they were pasul. They were not allowed to be used by any future generations. Ma'i tama, how do you learn this out? Ask the Gemara, because the Pasuk says in our Parsha, Perek Yod, Pasuk Beis, the Gemara quotes, the pasuk says, "Asei lecha shtei chatzotzros kesef miksha tase osem." We quoted this pasuk already. "Asei lecha," says the Gemara, "lecha velo ledoros." You should make it for yourself, for you right now, Moshe. You could utilize these chatzotzros, but the generations coming cannot use these chatzotzros. And in fact, Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Bahalosha comments that even these chatzotzros that Moshe made were hidden away at the end of his life. This is exactly what the Gemara is telling us. Moshe was able to use the chatzotzros for the first generation, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, but he could not use them for the second generation at the end of his life, the Ba'ei Aretz. So even Moshe's own chatzotzot, because they were kosher for him, but Psula Nedoros, had to be hidden away in his own lifetime. They could not be used for the second generation. What is the purpose of the chatzotzot? Like we already said, they are used for communication. So first of all, the final message of Har Sinai, the final mitzvah of Har Sinai. You know, what do we think it might be? A holy mitzvah, a segula-filled mitzvah, an impactful mitzvah, a ruchniyistik mitzvah, a mitzvah that makes us feel so good and so elevated. It's trumpets. The final lesson of Har Sinai, right before the people journeyed, is make for yourself trumpets. What is a pshat here? What is a final insight into this final mitzvah at Har Sinai? Communication. Perhaps Ribbono Shel Olam is saying to us, Torah is well and good. It's wonderful to say Kol Shel Dibur Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. It's wonderful to stand at the foot of Har Sinai, and we were there for 1 year. Moshe taught us the Torah Shel Bichtav. Moshe received the Torah Shel Baal Peh. He received the Halacha LeMoshe Misinai from Har Sinai. The people built the Mishkan, Sefer Vayikra is all about what to do in the Mishkan, and now we're ready to journey to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, wait, I have one final mitzvah to transmit to you at the foothills of Sinai. It's the mitzvah of communication. You can receive the Torah well and good, but if you do not know how to transmit and communicate the mitzvos, the halachos, the sugyos of Torah, the spirit of the law and the letter of the law, the musar avicha and Torah imecha, if you do not know how to transmit that, how to communicate that to the next generation, now what is the point of Torah? As you are about to journey from the foothills of Sinai, says God, remember the Torah comes in a package, and the final message of Torah is communication through the Chatzotro. You must be able to take the Torah you learn, every Jew, every single one of us. We must be able to take our Torah learnings that we receive as communication from the previous generation. We must be able to communicate that to the next generation, and perhaps that's why the Chatzotro is the final lesson of Har Sinai. Torah is wonderful. Torah is excellent. All the Bichtav, all the all the halacha l'moshe minisinai, all the nigla, all the nister, the hidden aspects of Torah, the revealed, it's amazing, it's geschmack. But if it dies out with one generation, what good is Torah? We must be able to communicate Torah to the next generation. And so the last thing we are told is, asei lecha shtei chatzotzros, you make for yourself two trumpets, v'haya lecha l'mikra ha'ida, when you want to transmit to the next generation, know the secret, the modality, the message, the lesson of communication. That's insight number one. While insight number one is Rav Sham Shem Fal Hirsch, the Chatzotzot are made to call people to the Chatzer, the courtyard of the king, and that's exactly what Moshe used them for. Insight number two, final message of Har Sinai is the Torah is great, the Torah is wonderful, but if you can't communicate it to the next generation, if it dies out with that generation, then there's no point. So we have to be able to take the final message of Har Sinai. Insight number three of this week's Shir. I heard from Rabbi Shai Schechter, the Rosh Beis Medrash at the Young Israel of Wurmir. A very, very beautiful insight, and he told it over the name of Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, Zatzal. Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin died in the early 1930s. He was spared the horrors of the Holocaust, the founder of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, the founder of the Daf Yomi program. He was in his early 40s when he died of a tooth infection. He actually did not leave biological children, but we could say that we are all his spiritual children through the Torah that he disseminated, taught on the Daf Yomi program that he founded. For those of you who learned the Daf Yomi, unbelievable schusim. Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin says so beautifully on the Gemara Menachos. Why does the Gemara tell us Tani Rabbanan call the Kelim Sha'asa Moshe Ksheirim Lo Ksheirim Doros? Chatzotos Ksheirus Lo Psulas Doros? Chatzotos Ma'itam, a word you learn from. Asay Lacha, Lacha, below the Doros. Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin says, what's the Gemara trying to teach us here? That all of the Kelim, all the vessels, the implements that Moshe made were kosher for him and kosher for generations. But it came to the trumpets, the Chatzotos, which we said were used for communication, were kosher for Moshe, but possible, they were nullified. They were not allowed to be used for future generations. Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin teaches, and again, I heard this in the name of Rabbi Shai Schechter. When it comes to communication, the way you communicate with one generation is not how you communicate with another generation. If the Chatzotos represent communication, the calling of the assembly, the transmission of the laws, the calling the people together, the way you communicate with one door is not the way you communicate with a next door, with another generation. And therefore, the symbol of communication was kosher for Moshe. Moshe communicated through the Chatzotos. Moshe called the people through the Chatzotos. But they were possible for all coming generations. Every generation changes. Every generation has its own language, so to speak. Every generation has its challenges. The challenges our children face today are not the challenges we face as children. If we attempt to communicate with children today in an antiquated fashion, what worked 200 years ago is not going to work today. What worked 100 years ago is not going to work today. What worked 50 and 20 years ago is not going to work today, because every generation changes and we must adapt our communication according to the truisms of Torah. Yes, always, the Torah is eternal, but the communication must change. We must speak to the hearts and the minds, the intellect of the emotion of every generation in its time. And so of Meir Shapiro of Lublin, the Chatzrosos, as used for communication, were kosher for Moshe, but they had to be hidden away for all future generations. Every generation, every Rebbe to Talmud, every parent to child, every Mora to student, every grandparent to grandchild must adapt their communication, keeping in line with the halachim, the spirit and the letter of the law, for that time. And this helps us understand the Medrash Tanchuma on this pasuk. When the Medrash says, even Moshe's own chatzotos were hidden away at the end of his life, that makes perfect sense. The way he communicated with the first generation, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, was not the way he communicated with the second generation, the Ba'ai Aretz. Different generations, different needs, different times, different languages, different hearts, different minds. And so, as we prepare to depart from Har Sinai with the Bnei Yisrael and Parshas Baha'aloscha, let us remember well the lessons of the Chatzotzrot, the final mitzvah given at Har Sinai. Number one, it was used, says our first, to call the people to the Chatzer, just like a king calls the people to his courtyard. Number two, it was used for communication. That's the final message of Har Sinai. Torah is great, but if we can't communicate it further, it's pointless. And number three, the way you communicate with one generation is not the way you communicate with the next generation, and that is why the Chatzotzot of Moshe were good for him, but puzzle for all future generations. I thank you for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.